I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Whole lot of talk about taco trucks in the past few days. If you missed it, one of Donald Trump's boosters, Mexican-American Marco Gutierrez, told MSNBC that unlimited immigration would lead to the Hispanicization of America.
My culture is a very dominant culture, and it's imposing and it's causing problems. If you don't do something about it, you're going to have taco trucks every corner.
A taco truck on every corner. That's gotten Gutierrez a lot of flack. Many Hispanics have lashed out saying Gutierrez is self-loathing, while many other Americans are saying, how cool would it be to have a taco truck on every corner? The World's Maria Muriel met Marco Gutierrez at the Republican National Convention in July and has been in touch with him again. So how's Gutierrez feeling about his comment now, Maria?
He told me he's been loving the attention. I asked him if he regrets saying the phrase, and he said no, but he does wish that he had worded it differently.
Yeah, so what do you think he was trying to say?
Well, I spoke to him at length, and his reasoning for saying that is a feeling that I know a lot of immigrants actually do have, that when you come to this country, it might be best to actually lie low and assimilate.
Yeah, but a lot of people have said he may have taken that too far.
Yeah, you know, along with the feeling I just mentioned goes the thought among some immigrants that they're so happy to leave their old country behind because it was so bad. And by coming to the States, what you get is actually to completely let go of everything negative about your old country. He sort of explained it to me in these terms.
You're going to have taco trucks outside the White House and piñatas, and that's usually what I say. It's sort of like a joke, but I'm just trying to describe that as Hispanics, we are running away from a world that has problems. And when we come here, we replicate those problems.
Kind of a joke, Gutierrez says. But Maria, you've tapped into another kind of thinking among immigrants, that assimilation is necessary.
Yeah, this is not new, right? Unfortunately, this is something that a lot of immigrants from all kinds of cultures have experienced, the feeling that they need to blend in because that is the way you survive. And again, you know, I lived in South America for most of my childhood, and I do know and I experience that a lot of people in Latin America do feel like the mainstream white culture of the United States is sort of something to aspire to, and that if you can be most similar to that, then you'll be better off in life.
Right. And you brought this up with Marco Gutierrez. Let's hear that.
It sounds a little bit like you feel that American equals white, the white culture that we know as the majority culture in this country.
I think everybody thinks that. Everybody I talk to.
I disagree with Marco here. Not everybody thinks that. Like, not everybody feels like you need to be white in order to be successful or in order to have a good life in this country or in any country. But this is not a feeling unique to him. There are some people who feel like this is what's necessary to come to a country and be successful and to achieve the American dream everybody talks about.
So is Marco Gutierrez an outlier in all of this?
I think in terms of being a Hispanic supporter of Donald Trump, probably. But unfortunately, he's not an outlier in the sense that we still have a lot of unresolved racial and class issues in Latin America that we don't talk nearly enough about. You know, I don't think that his views on race and immigration are unique to him. I think, you know, lots of people in Latin America do agree with him, unfortunately. And that is something that we need to tackle, not only in the identity conversation that we're having as a country right now in the U.S., but also in Latin America. I don't think that we're far along over there in that sense at all.
Well, sometimes a taco truck is more than a place for fast food. The World's Maria Muriel, thank you.
Thank you, Marco.
You can get in on this conversation on race in Latin America and assimilation in the States. Search for the Global Nation Exchange on Facebook and share your thoughts with us.